You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions. Thank you for joining me today. Not for us only is the title of this devotion. The more that you and I begin to enjoy the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints, as Colossians 1 verse 12 says, that we have been made worthy, we have been made fit, another translation says, to share the inheritance of the saints in the light. Whereas Peter would say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has begotten us again, made us alive again through a living hope by the resurrection of the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for us who are being kept by the power of God unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day. I love those verses. Just the thought of them just makes my heart sing, to know that I have been made alive to this wonderful inheritance of the saints in the light, and that I get to share it down here now. But friends, this is not for us only. This is for me to share this blessed life, this blessed advocate I have with the Father, this blessed righteousness with the Father, this blessed propitiation I have from the Father with Jesus, that I'm no longer afraid that God's upset with me because I've been made accepted in the Beloved, and He is my perfect righteousness that imparts that righteousness to me and that peace with the Father. That's not for me only, that is for me to share in my fellowship with Virginia, to share in my fellowship with others. John here in chapter 1, he says, that which we have seen in verse 3 and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. What we are enjoying, we want you to enjoy through our relationship. You cannot say you live a Christian life and it not affect those around you. It's not possible. It's not possible for you to be a light and it not light up the room around you. Jesus said in Matthew 5, let your light so shine that men may see the good works of your Heavenly Father and glorify Him. It is not possible for you to be truly alive unto God and not affect your wife as man, your husband as women, your children, your family around you. Come on, folks. You need to realize that you cannot live a Christian life and it be hidden. Nobody takes a lamp and puts it under a basket, Jesus said. No, He puts it on a stand so it gives light to all who are in the house. That's what Jesus taught. Christianity is not to be a secret religion. No, my friends, it is to be like a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. And here in John, the Lord teaches us. He says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, and He Himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Not for ours only. David says in the Psalms, in Psalm 40, I believe it is. Psalm 40 is one of his powerful messianic psalms. So this is Isaiah, Psalm 40. Here you are. He says in verse 7, then I said, behold, I've come in the scroll of the book that's written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, for your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. O Lord, you yourself know. Verse 10 of Psalm 40. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I've declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I've not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Friends, it is so important that we realize that what we now have from the Father in His Son is not for us only, but it is to be shared with those around us. I want to live in such a wonderful union with Him that this life inside of me becomes obvious to others by His Spirit, not because I want to boast, hey, look at me, what an amazing Christian I am. It has nothing to do with such thoughts. No, here in 1 Timothy, and I'll read to you from the Living Bible, the Apostle Paul, starting in verse 12, says, through verse 16, how thankful I am to Jesus, our Lord, for choosing me as one of His messengers, giving me the strength to be faithful to Him, even though I used to scoff at His name and hunted down His people, trying to harm them in any way I could. But God had mercy on me because I didn't know what I was doing, for I didn't know Jesus at that time. Oh, how kind our Lord was, for He showed me how to trust Him and how to become full of His love, how true it is and how long that everyone in the world should know that Jesus came into the world to save sinners. I was the greatest of them all, but God had mercy on me so that Jesus could use me as an example to show everyone how patient He is with even the worst of sinners, so that others too may realize that they can have this everlasting life they see in me. Not for me only is the title of this devotion. No, my friends. No, my friends. If you were on a sinking ship with eight other people, and there was one lifeboat there, one lifeboat that had room enough for all eight, would you take that lifeboat for yourself and let everyone perish? No. You would run to every cabin and say, wake up, come on, come on, come on. And you would try to take everybody with you in that lifeboat. You wouldn't want one person to perish. You want all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. And this is good and acceptable, 1 Timothy 2, verse 3, in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You must say, well, everybody needs to decide for themselves. That's not the heart of Jesus. That's not the heart of Jesus. No, you want to persuade people. If somebody's in their cabin and say, well, I'm just reading my book right now. I'm so nice and warm in my bed. I don't want to get out. And you say, listen, the water's filling the ship and it's sinking. If you stay right there, you will perish. Come on, get out of your bed. Get out, stop reading. Take the book with you if you want, but come on, let's go while you still can, while you still can escape the wrath that is coming. Friends, you want to tell everybody, you don't want anybody to go lost. No, and you would wake them up and say, snap out of it and save yourself while you still can by calling upon the Lord Jesus, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Folks, it's not for us only. It is for all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. If I take you here to Luke chapter 6, now this is on another level. I know that you may say to me, yeah, Pastor, of course, I agree. It's not for me only. I agree. This love and this salvation I have through Jesus, I need to be able to give that to anybody and everybody. I agree with you, Pastor. It's not for me only. It is even for that guy who gave a ticket on my car that I can't stand him, that he, you know. Hello. It's for everybody. You know what has helped me at times to kind of go, Robert, you're allowing yourself to get offended over this when the Lord calls you to share salvation with that person. No, that salvation is bought with the blood of Christ. You cannot bring it down because you got irritated over this or that, right? Would you agree? Okay, not for me only. Listen to these thoughts, okay? Luke chapter 6, verse 27. Jesus says, I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who spitefully use you, willfully cause you pain. To him who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, Do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, well, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Paul shows in the book of Acts that Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Friends, we need to realize this is not for me only. I cannot miss my moment that I have on this earth to share all that I am and all that I have with my Father, with the people near me and far from me, with the people I love, with the people who hate me, with the people who have cursed me and being cruel to me and cause me pain. No, I choose to live to the praise and the glory of my loving Father's grace. I choose to represent Jesus and not myself. I do not seek my own. I seek his name to be hallowed. And I pray, friends, follow our Savior and then watch the reward in heaven increase and increase, especially when it costs you everything to share his love and life with those around you. Amen. Have a good day.